Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila, Chapter 4, continuing with Text 105, Sanatana Goswami visits Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. During the time of Rath Yatra, all the devotees arrived from Bengal to visit the Khat festival, as they had done previously. And during the Rath Yatra festival, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again danced before the court of Jagannath. When Sanatana Goswami saw this, his mind was astonished. The Lord's devotees from Bengal stayed at Jagannath Puri during the 4 months of the rainy season, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced Sanatana Goswami to them all. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced Sanatana Goswami to these and other selected devotees, Advaita, Nityananda, Srivas, Vakeshwar, Vasudev, Murari, Raghava, Damodar, Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Sarup Damodar, Gadadhar Pandit, Sarvaboma, Ramananda, Jagarananda, Shankara, Kashishwara, and Govinda. The Lord asked Sanatana Goswami to offer obeisances to all the devotees in a way that befitted each one. Thus, he introduced Sanatana Goswami to them. He introduced them to them all just to make him an object of their mercy. Sanatana Goswami was dear to everyone because of his exalted qualities in learning. Suitably, therefore, they bestowed upon him mercy, friendship, and honor. When all the other devotees returned to Bengal after the Rath Yatra festival, Sanatana Goswami stayed under the care of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatana Goswami observed the Doli Yatra ceremony with Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in this way his pleasure increased in the company of the Lord. Sanatana Goswami had come to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri during the month of April and May, that's Jaistha, it's called, Jaistha Mas, and during the month of May, June, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tested him. In that month of May and June, Jaistha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the garden, or the other month that he came was Vaishak, and this was Jaistha, where Mahaprabhu tested Sanatana Goswami. In that month, May and June, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the garden of Yameshwar, that's Yameshwar Toto, it's the garden of Lord Shiva, and accepted prasad there at the request of the devotees. At noon, when it was time for lunch, the Lord called for Sanatana Goswami, whose happiness increased because of the call of the Lord. At noon, the sand on the beach was as hot as fire, but Sanatana Goswami came by that path. Overwhelmed by joy at being called by the Lord, Sanatana Goswami did not feel that his feet were burning in the hot sand. Although the soles of both his feet were blistered because of the heat, he nevertheless went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and there he found that the Lord, having taken his lunch, was already resting. Govinda gave Sanatana Goswami the plate with the remnants of Lord Chaitanya's food, and after taking the prasad, Sanatana Goswami approached Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When the Lord inquired, "By which path have you come?" Sanatana Goswami replied, "Have come on the path along the beach." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "How did you come through the beach where the sand is so hot? Why didn't you come by the path in front of the Singha Dwara gate? It is very cool. The hot sand must have blistered the soles of your feet. Now you cannot walk. How did you tolerate it?" Sanatana Goswami replied, "I did not feel much pain, nor did I know that there are blisters because of the heat. I have no right to pass by the Singha Dwara, for the servants of Lord Jagannath are always coming and going there. The servants are always coming and going without interval, and if I touch them, I shall be ruined." Prabhupada, in his purport to this verse, says, "Herein it is very clearly indicated that priests performing deity worship should be careful to keep themselves completely pure and not be touched by outsiders. Sanatana Goswami and Haridas Thakur, thinking themselves mlechas and yavanas because of their past association with Mohammedans, did not enter the temple nor even travel on the path in front of the temple gate. It is customary for the priests of temples in India not even to touch outsiders nor enter the deity room after having been touched. This is a very important item in temple worship. Mahaprabhu continues, having heard all these details, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, greatly pleased, he spoke as follows. My dear Sanatana, although you are the deliverer of the entire universe, and although even the demigods and great saints are purified by touching you, it is the characteristic of a devotee to observe and protect the Vaishnava etiquette. Maintenance of the Vaishnava etiquette is the ornament of a devotee. If one transgresses the laws of etiquette, people make fun of him, and thus he is both vanquished in this world and the next. By observing the etiquette, you have satisfied my mind. Who else but you will show this example? After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Sanatana Goswami, and the moisture oozing from the itching sores on Sanatana's body smeared the body of the Lord. Although Sanatana Goswami forbade Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to embrace him, the Lord nevertheless did so. Thus, his body, the Lord's body, was smeared with the moisture from Sanatana's body, and Sanatana became greatly disturbed. Thus both servant and master departed for their respective homes, and the next day Jagannanda Pandit went to meet Sanatana Goswami. When Jagannanda Pandit and Sanatana Goswami sat together and began to discuss topics about Krishna, Sanatana Goswami submitted to Jagannanda Pandit the cause of his distress. He said, I came here to diminish my unhappiness by seeing Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but the Lord did not allow me to execute what was in my mind. Although I forbid him to do so, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nevertheless embraces me, and therefore his body becomes smeared with the discharges from my itching sores. In this way, I am committing offenses at his lotus feet, for which I shall certainly not be delivered. And at the same time, I cannot see Lord Jagannath. This is my great unhappiness. I came here for my benefit, but now I see that I am getting just the opposite. I do not know, nor can I ascertain how there will be benefit for me. Jagannanda Pandit said, the most suitable place for you to reside is Vrindavan. After seeing the Rath Yatra festival, you can return there. The Lord has already ordered both of you brothers to situate yourself in Vrindavan. There you will achieve all happiness. Your purpose in coming has been fulfilled, for you have seen the lotus feet of the Lord. Therefore, after seeing Lord Jagannath on the Rath Yatra cart, you can leave. Sanatan Kahe, Bala Koila Upadesh, Tahan Jaba Se Mora Prabhu Datta Desh. Sanatan replied, you have given me very good advice. I shall certainly go there, for that is the place the Lord has given me for my residence. After talking in this way, Sanatana Goswami and Jagannanda Pandit returned to their respective duties. And then the next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Haridas and Sanatana Goswami. So we'll end here, but before we end, I'd like to read some of the purport that Prabhupada gave to the previous text, at text 144, where he describes Prabhu Datta Desha. Prabhupada says, the word Prabhu Datta Desha is very significant. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotional cult teaches one not to sit down in one place, but to spread the devotional cult all over the world. The Lord dispatched Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami to Vrindavan to excavate and renovate the holy places, and from there establish the cult of bhakti. Therefore, Vrindavan was given to Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami as their place of residence. Similarly, everyone in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotional cult should accept the words of the spiritual master and thus spread the Krishna consciousness movement. They should go everywhere, to all parts of the world, accepting those places as Prabhu Datta Desh, the places of residence given by the spiritual master, or Lord Krishna. The spiritual master is the representative of Lord Krishna. Therefore, one who has carried out the orders of the spiritual master is understood to have carried out the orders of Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to spread the bhakti cult all over the world. Prithivite ace yata nagaradigram. Therefore, devotees in the line of Krishna consciousness must go to different parts of the world and preach, as ordered by the spiritual master. And that will satisfy Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we shall end here and continue soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.